Well, now we've got to lose the piano from the front of the stage before we can get to grips with the final work on the programme, Alfredo Casella's Third Symphony. Casella was one of a group of composers born in the 1880s who wanted to change the direction of Italian music from an opera fixation to excellence in orchestral, chamber and instrumental music. Men like Respighi and Malipiero were also signed up, but Casella was regarded as the front runner, his aim being to take the golden age of Italian instrumental music from the Renaissance to the 18th century and bring it up to date. He was born to a musical family in Turin, and like Prokofiev, he was something of a child prodigy as a pianist. He spent two decades from the age of 13 outside Italy. He studied at the Paris Conservatoire under Faure, became a harpsichordist for a French Society of Ancient Music, which increased his understanding of early music, and lived for a time in Germany and Russia, which all added to his broad background of influences. When Casella finally returned to Italy in 1915, he was determined to recreate his country's musical language. He was musically active in many ways as composer, teacher and scholar, administrator of the Venice Festival of Contemporary Music, and as a well-known pianist, chamber musician and conductor. I asked Gianandrea Noseda to talk about Casella's Third Symphony, which he was commissioned to write by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra for its 50th anniversary in 1939.
In this symphony, you can feel all the elements. You still have some Brucknerian element in the second movement, some Mahlerian element, reminding me that the symphony number 7 by Mahler in the third movement, but the first and the fourth are really, especially the first one, very lyrical, with this huge need to sing, so that the melodic line is not very easy to sing, but is very lyrical. And the last one is a very virtuoso rondo finale, which is very spectacular for the orchestra, and I hope for the audience.
Like Respighi, he was very interested in the Baroque, in the Renaissance, and indeed wanted, didn't he, to take Italian music from the kind of focus on opera that had been there for so long into a focus on instrumental music. Does he keep a sort of neoclassical element in it? Do we hear that?
There are some neoclassical elements in all the Casella output. He was very much fascinated, as all the composers, Italian composers, working and composing music at that time, very much connected and trying to make a bridge, a connecting bridge to our Italian tradition before the big golden operatic era started in the beginning of the 19th century. So with Vivaldi, Benedetto Marcello, Galuppi, Porpora, and of course try to not... let's say, make a jump, denying the opera as a major part of our repertoire, but try to say we are also able to compose symphonic music.
Gianandrea Noseda, and here he comes to conduct the BBC Philharmonic in Casella's Third Symphony.